Jason Nickel with his second three of the night. He now has 8 points and cuts the lead to five for the Lakers. Nick Post, down to the key, drives down the lane, down the right side, kicks it back out, and there's a travel call. It's Cisco Knight in Lakers Gymnasium. We have a substitution coming in for Cass City, two of them, number 22 and number 23. Shane Rasmussen and Alex Gillespie replaces Drew King.
Yeah, there's a lot of substitutions going on, Clark, right now, and there really is no continuity whatsoever.
Not at all. I'm just trying to stay up to this here.
Both coaches are getting a lot of players in, and kind of hard to get that handle on everything.
Full court pressure coming from the Lakers, and they pass it to Israelson to the left post. He can't hang on to it. Goes right out of bounds. As Laker ball 90 feet from their own hoop, 3:25 left in the third. Yet another substitution comes in. This is number 22, Trevor Lewis, replacing Nick Post, who seemed to tweak his ankle a little bit there. So on the court for the Lakers, we have Evan Gastro back in the game, shooting number 30, Paul Zwemmer, 42, number 20, Kyle Bender, and number 22, Trevor Lewis. Shooting side of the key, being guarded by number 23, Alex Gillespie. On the right wing now, over to Lewis. Bender takes the free throw line jumper. He gets, that one's no good. Zwemmer gets the rebound. He gets fouled in matter. And it's going to be a foul on number 23, Alex Gillespie, who just checked into the game. He now has three. That's Cass City's fourth of the half. Shooty passes into Gasho right wing with 3 minutes left in the third. 20-15, 5-point lead for Lakers over Cass City. Lewis, left wing, picks up his dribble, double team coming. Evan Gasho back up to the top of the key. Right wing now to Shooty, back over to Lewis, who feeds it into Bender at the left elbow. This one goes short. Rebound is the left key for Cass City. Orban comes across half court. Over to the right corner to Nickel. Back over to Orban, the right wing. He takes the three. Yes! Cass City starting to heat up from the three-point line, and Lakers wants to take a timeout, a 30-second timeout coming. It's now only a two-point lead for Lakers. John, what's the difference in the second half?
Well, right now, Cass City is doing their first option quick-hitting offense is what they're trying to do. Cody Orban, that is his first field goal out in three-point land anyways tonight, and that's the one guy that Cass City wants to see get heated up because he is a very, very adept three-point shooter. Ethan Nickel, he's been doing a fantastic job. He's at 8 points. He's been doing a lot of scoring. Inside has not opened up a lot for the Cass City Redhawks. For the Lakers, what they want to do is they wanted to settle things down. The last exchange was really a good offensive exchange. They reversed the ball a couple times. They got a good shot off on the inside, didn't make it, but that's what the kind of continuity they would like to have out there on the floor.
Lakers ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Gasho passes into Zwemmer. Back to Gasho. Gets across the timeline, left for a little pressure from Cass City in a matchup man-to-man now. Gasho, top of the key right next to the timeline, 2:25 left in the third. A two-point lead only for the Lakers. Cass City's outscored 8-6 in the third. Nick Post for the long two, goes no good. Rebound to Israelson. Over to Orban, cross half court. Favoring his right side, over to Ethan Nickel for three from the right wing. This one's short. Rebound to Israelson, gets blocked from behind by Paul Zwemmer and into the hands of Gasho. Could have been an easy foul there on Zwemmer, but none called. Shooting over to the number 20, Kyle Bender, left wing. Trying to feed into Zwemmer, they do, and we have a double foul against number 30, Shooty of Lakers, and number 23, Alex Gillespie. That's now four on Gillespie. We have a hold, a double hold. They just really like each other and trying to show some Valentine's affection, apparently.
How many double calls have we had tonight?
That is at least three. Drew King replaces Gillespie. Bender comes out of the game as well for the Lakers. So it's only a two-point lead for the Lakers, 20-18 with a minute 53 left in the third. Post, out of the key, over to the right wing, Shooty for three, no good, rebound, last touch by Israelson and Drew King, and then back to Israelson, over to Orban, across the timeline. Minute 40 now left in the third, 20-18. Rasmussen, right wing, back up to Orban, top of the key, swing over to Drew King, into Israelson, left post, he goes up, jump shot, good. That was too easy. He now has 8 points in the game, four in each half. shooting across the timeline. Tie ball game, 20-20, with a minute and 15 left in the third. Shooty, right wing for Lakers, into the right corner. Into Zwemmer, right post, turns and shoots. This one's good.
Well, that was a pretty play by Zwemmer.
A little bit of a mini hook there by Zwemmer. He now has 8 as well. Both big men with 8 points. Less than a minute to play. 22-20. Lakers leading after a shot from Ethan Nickel goes no good. Rebound, Israelson. That one goes no good. Gets his own rebound, and he's right underneath. And we have a 3-second call. Is that on the line? Not quite sure. Regardless of the turnover, forecast Indians Lakers ball with 50.2 seconds left in the third.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, that's our first 3-second call for the whole season.
Whole season that we've done, and I think this is our 12th game. He got it. He got his own rebound and just stood there. Looking like a deer in headlights.
He needed to go ahead and advance the ball, but it's kind of hard to run right underneath the basket.
And number 50, Sawyer Langley, checks in for Paul Zwemmer.
Sawyer Langley. He's the Air Force man.
That's right.
Sawyer Air Force Base and Langley Field.
Absolutely. 90 feet from their own hoop. And Morgan Ehrlich gets back to the game. He intercepted the pass, and then went loose, and he may have just fouled out. Yes, he did. He was in the game for maybe another. He was in the game, actually, for 3.9 seconds.
If there wasn't bad luck, there wouldn't be any luck at all for Morgan Ehrlich tonight.
Morgan Ehrlich fouled out in a combined total time playing of less than 8 minutes.
5 fouls, no points.
No points for Morgan Ehrlich. Last time these two teams met, he had 4, and they came in the second half, and he became a defensive end. Nick Post to the left wing. It's a push out of bounds by Rasmussen of Cass City. 39.8 seconds left in the third. Cass City now has 6 fouls in the second half. Lakers shooting at least 1 free throw the rest of the way. Passing the shooting. Some heavy defense coming from Cass City with 35 seconds left. A 2-point lead for Lakers, 22-20. Nathan Kaczynski is back in the game for Lakers as well. Evan Gotcher goes into the lane, goes up for the shot. It is blocked by Israelson, goes out of bounds, Laker ball. 26.2 seconds left in the third. Still a 2-point lead for the green and white, 22-20 over Cass City. Sawyer Brown, Sawyer Langley at the right elbow, passes over to Nick Post, back up with Sawyer Langley, and gets blocked big time by Israelson, goes all the way out to half court. 16.6 seconds left down the third at half court. It's Laker ball.
Sawyer's got a smile on his face. Oh.
that was a heck of a block by the 6'6".
Well, I'm just going to have to get it off a little bit quicker.
And he comes back out of the game.
And he's greeted by a bunch of buddies that are have a few things to talk about.
That's right. Lakers passes in through number 10, Nick Post, 80 feet from his own hoop. 15 seconds left in the third. And we have a pushing foul with a little belly button defense from Rasmussen of Cass City. That's his third, team's seventh. So, and to line are the Lakers shooting 1-1. Harbor Beach trying to pour it on Brown City right now. After 3 quarters, it's 65-41. 24-point lead for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
I'm beginning to wonder if a 24-point lead is safe. You've got to do the right thing and keep on your foot on the pedal. I'm sure that's what Coach Rubel is thinking about.
Nick Post misses his free throw, and it's Cass City ball. They get it back with 10 seconds left. Orban across the timeline being guarded by Post. 7 seconds, now 5. Orban dribbling around, drives to the lane with the runner. This one goes no good. Rebound Binder, and that's the end of the third quarter. So, after 3 quarters, Cass City narrows the deficit down to 2 points. It's 22-20, Lakers leading in the Lakers. You're tuned to WIW. Fourth quarter action coming right up. Sometimes you want to go where everybody
knows your name. You know, that's one of the many reasons I call Thumb National my bank. They really do know my name and understand my business. This is Jeff Lineweber from Cass City Do It Best Hardware. After being in the hardware business for 23 years, I know the value of personal and one-on-one relationships. Whether it's a new lawnmower, a chainsaw, or patio furniture, it's a relationship built on trust, and a relationship you can trust. It's the way we do business at Cass City Do It Best Hardware, and it's the way they do business at Thumb National. From outstanding savings and checking accounts, online banking, to helping with financing for your next home improvement project, I suggest you start with help.